Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ike, you know, the window to win the Super Bowl for the Eagles is open now. It is open now.
It is.
And this has completely changed due to the circumstances of how they've played and the way the rest of the league looks right now. And I look at next year, and I went to look at next year's salary cap situation, right? They've already got seven players that they have over $10 million committed to. And they have six more with over $7 million. Now, there's some work that can obviously be done, but a lot of it, you're going to save some money, but you're not going to save as much as you're still going to have in dead cap room.
Yeah.
So when you look at the last several years with teams that have gone to the Super Bowl that aren't named the Patriots or the Broncos, you know, the Ravens, the 49ers, the Falcons, who look absolutely lost, the Giants, who did it twice out of nowhere, the Saints, the Packers, and Packers have only been there once with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Once.
Yep.
And they haven't sniffed it since 2011. With that in mind, this is the time. You know, the complete landscape of the Eagles season has changed in 6 weeks. That all of a sudden, when you were just praying to make the playoffs, now it's legitimate. And to me, you have to really pursue this and understand what you, and look, I know players, it's not like they're putting any more importance on this now.
No.
But you do have to open your eyes as a player and say, wow, this is a golden opportunity. And these don't come along every day.
Yeah, but through 6 weeks of a season, they're not going to look at it that way. Because players know there's a long way to go and so many things can happen. It's fine for us to dare to dream, you know, but once you, now let's say you clinch a playoff spot in week 12 or week 13, that's differently. You know, there's still a chance they don't get in the playoffs.
There is a chance.
Yeah, there's still a chance they don't get in the playoffs. So, no. Players, let the players stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Let the players stay focused.
Let's hit Ike in Burlington. Ike, how are you, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, guys? Great show.
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Listen, real quick, I want to hit that question about the 2004 team, and then I had two other things I wanted to talk about real quick. I'm not trying to be ignorant with this, guys. And when I say I love this team, I was one of the guys who called up and said I had them going 10-6, 11-5 this year. Love this team.
You were. I remember.
But I think it's disrespectful to even ask that question. That 2014, man, I mean, you talk about there's a such thing in the NFL and sports in general as good, solid teams, but I'm talking about dangerous on both sides of the ball. Dangerous. You know, you had the best receiver in the league that year. You had Brian Westbrook, who was an absolute freak in the backfield. Two bookend tackles. You know, like I said, I'll give you the tight end, Zach Ertz. And it's no disrespect to this team. What I will say, we're talking about this team as in week six right now. This team has the potential to get really, really good. But as of now, no, man, that's not even a question to me. But real quick. I want to give you my guy for the axe throwing thing, and then I got one little bone to pick with you, Carlin. You my man, but I got to bring this up.
Okay.
I was going to say something that's probably real obvious and be popular with the people, with Mike Tyson, but when I heard the word throwing, I had to go with my man Bobby Knight from Indiana.
That's a good one. You know what I mean?
That's a throwback right there. My man can really throw some stuff. I wouldn't want to be at that party.
I never got enough credit for that chair, man. That went clear across the assembly hall.
Hey, Chris, if you look to the right corner of when they show that video, there's a referee, and he was nowhere near the chair, but he ducked his head like he was getting out of that thing. But listen, Chris, and me and Ike wants to take some juice too, because I hadn't seen it with McCaffrey. But what was that intel you was getting about Leonard Fournette when you was down at LSU, brother?
It was bad intel. It was bad intel, I'm telling you. Listen, I said this, and you're right, man, because, and I said this yesterday, I've been dead wrong about Leonard Fournette. It's not even close. I'll happily admit it. The guy's been unbelievable. I mean, the other day I look up and he's going 70 yards in the second play.
Yeah, it's Scott Hansen. They start off the red zone.
Yeah.
And they start off showing one game. And before they can even get through with that one, I forget who it was playing they had on. But, I mean, Leonard Fournette had already scored a touchdown. Someone else had already scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
This is like soon as the 1 o'clock games kicked off. I will tell you this. The running back class, I tell you this. It's as good as advertised.
Yeah.
Right? It's as good as advertised. McCaffrey isn't running the ball as well as I thought he would run the ball, but he's doing everything I thought he would do as a receiver.
And he's not running the ball as much.
Right, yes.
They're not handing it to him. Brian in Middletown. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Ike and Chris. Always a pleasure talking with you gentlemen.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
All is well, man. Look, I'm enjoying the journey. That's how I would describe this 2017 Philadelphia Eagles. And now, regarding comparisons to 2004, I agree with the previous caller. It's not even close. I'm sorry. I mean, as much as I like this team, you got to remember, Donovan McNabb had already been to 3 conference championship games by the time 04 rolled around. So, I mean, I like Carson Wentz, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you win, that then opens the opportunity for additional important games. You don't want to become like Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton. They won a lot of regular season games. They won division titles, but they couldn't take that next step in the playoffs. So, and I'm not saying that's going to happen with this team, but I have to wait and see. And that's why, and I agree with you, like, you know, the players, I'm quite sure, and coaches are locked in one game at a time. This Monday night game is critical. Because if you don't win this game, now suddenly the Redskins are only a half game out of first place. So, I'm thinking big, and I want to, you know, obviously win the division, win a playoff game, especially for a team that hadn't won a playoff game since 2008. So, the expectations are high. Feeling great.
Well, the expectations are high right now. They have completely changed. They have completely changed, and very fairly so.
Mm-hmm.
Very fairly so. We'll talk more about those expectations. What are the players' expectations of now, considering they've started 5-1? Jalen Mills, he joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.